This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai is now saying that there needs a lot more to be done in Afghanistan before the world can recognize it. Also, UN aid workers and Yemeni officials say Houthi rebels have continued their weeks-long blockade of a district in the central province of Marib. They say that's blocking humanitarian aid and movement of its 37,000 people. The officials say the Iranian-backed Houthis have advanced south of Marib City in recent weeks, forcing troops of the internationally recognized government to retreat. The attack is part of the Houthis' offensive to capture the government-held city. The rebels have been trying for years to seize Marib. They intensified their offensive in February. Two laborers were killed by gunmen in Indian-administered Kashmir Sunday, according to police, and the latest victims of a fresh outbreak of violence that has sent jitters through the disputed Muslim-majority region. The two laborers, who were Hindus from Bihar, a state outside the Himalayan territory, were shot in the southern area of Kashmir Valley. A third was critically injured, according to police. The killings came a day after a street vendor and a laborer, also from the same area, were killed in separate shootings. One was Muslim, the other was Hindu. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the four deaths, which have been sending shockwaves through minority communities in the region. The latest killings come hard on the heels of a series of street shootings and last week that left seven more civilians dead, among them three members of the local Hindu and Sikh communities. This is VOA News. Opposition candidate Jose Maria Neve near victory in Cape Verde's presidential election, maintaining a comfortable lead over the ruling party's flag bearer, Carlos Vega, with more than 90% of polling stations reporting results at the time. Seven candidates were vying to replace Jorge Carlo Fonseca, who has reached the end of his two-term limit in the Atlantic nation, one of the Africa's most stable democracies. Neve and Vega, both form prime ministers, represent Cape Verde's two main parties. The winner will be charged with stabilizing the tourism-driven economy after the ravages of the COVID-19 pandemic. Police in Haiti said Sunday a gang blamed for kidnapping five priests and two nuns earlier this year is now accused of kidnapping 17 missionaries from a U.S.-based organization, including a two-year-old and some elderly people. Authorities say the gang is known to control an area where they carry out kidnappings and carjackings and extort business owners. The missionary group confirmed Sunday that a group of their representatives, including 16 Americans and one Canadian, were kidnapped in Haiti on Saturday while on a trip to an orphanage. The whereabouts of the kidnapped victims are unclear. In a statement, the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries group said on Sunday that a group of seven women, five men, and five children were taken. Christian Aid Ministries provided no information about where the group may have been taken or any efforts to free them beyond saying that they're seeking God's direction for resolution and authorities are seeking ways to help. At least 18 people have died a day after torrential rains and flooded roads in the southern Indian state of Kerala. Officials said rescuers recovered the bodies in two of the worst hit districts. The heavy downpours triggered massive landslides, according to the Press Trust of India news agency. Several people are still missing. The National Disaster Response Force and the Indian Army have deployed teams to help with rescue efforts. On Saturday, when the heavy rains began, television reports showed people waded deep waters to rescue passengers from a bus that was nearly submerged by the torrents, flooding the roads. The state chief minister said Sunday that about 100 relief camps have been set up. He urged residents to exercise extreme caution, even though the intense rainfall has since ended. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.